USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A jury of 12 people are deliberating again Wednesday morning in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial for fatally shooting two people and wounding another attacking him during last year's riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
You know, you don't have to be a Second Amendment advocate to understand that a person does have the right of self-defense with a gun against a fist.
Many law experts around the country are saying the prosecution failed to present their case against Mr. Rittenhouse. The state presented a case that Kyle was a vigilante on a shooting rampage. President Biden has called the young man a white supremacist. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor, along with 11 other state attorneys general, filed a new lawsuit asking a federal court to stop the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. O'Connor says the mandate will burden the healthcare sector and patient well-being in Oklahoma. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
After Attorney General Merrick Garland under oath said parents were not being targeted as domestic terrorists, a whistleblower's email on Tuesday paints a different picture.
House Republicans obtained whistleblower documents showing the FBI used the counterterrorism unit to add threat tags to parents raising concerns about critical race theory to school boards. This contradicts Merrick Garland's sworn October testimony before Congress.
Any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
The whistleblower provided an FBI email dated October 20th, one day before Garland testified before Congress, sent on behalf of the FBI's assistant director and the assistant director for the criminal division. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After an FBI whistleblower released an October 20 memo of the House Judiciary Committee Tuesday, ranking member, Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, told Newsmax that the FBI is actively spying on parents attending school board meetings throughout the country and tagging them for possible investigations and prosecutions.
Just when you think it can't get any worse, we find out the FBI, as we speak, the FBI is spying on parents, as you rightly said, categorizing parents who are showing up at school board meetings. This is scary what they're doing. Well, we're going to continue to ask questions. Look, this memo went out on October 20th, one day before Merrick Garland came in front of our committee and testified. So this memo goes out doing exactly what we just described. And the next day when we asked Merrick Garland, what's going on? Are FBI agents showing up at school board meetings? What are you doing? How's this? He basically disagreed with what the very memo that came from not just anybody in the FBI, but the counterterrorism unit. But the very day before he talks to us, before he answers in the way he did, we have this memo that goes out to the FBI agents around the country talking about the threat tag and categorizing and labeling parents in this way. You know what it reminded me of? When I saw this information that we got from the whistleblower, when I saw this, it reminded me of what the IRS did 8, 9, 10 years ago when they had the BOLO list, the be on the lookout list. If you have groups who are using these terms, doing these things, we're going to examine them. We're not going to give them the tax exempt status they're applying for. That's exactly what it reminded me of. They were spying on people, using the IRS to do it then. Now they're using the FBI.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.